When you guys are, if you got a quorum.
Yep, we do.
So you just want two?
We've got one guy with his wife in the hospital and the other guy on a fire, so this is all you get.
Jeez.
So the town of Glendale elects to adopt the parameters. If you guys want to look through it, I already gave it out to everybody.
All right, am I in charge of this meeting, Kyler, or are you?
Oh, no, that's a council meeting, so it's all you go through the normal process there.
Okay.
You gotta open the meeting.
So we'll,
yes, it's open.
We'll open the meeting. We always say a prayer and do a pledge of allegiance. I don't see why we wouldn't do that again. I'm more grateful today living in this country than I was yesterday, so I'll say opening prayer if you don't mind. Our dear Father in Heaven, as we come before Thee this day, we are grateful for our blessings. We're grateful for the safety You've blessed us with each day. We pray that Thou might please help us to make the best judgment for our community, that we'll be able to be decisive and be efficient in what we do. We are grateful for Thee and grateful for this beautiful area that we live in. And please protect those fighting fires this day and their families and their homes. And we say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Paul, will you lead us in a pledge?
I shall.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All righty. We will call this meeting to order on Thursday, June 25th at 6:37. We are adopting it's a resolution for the water revenue bond. Kyler, do you want to walk us through this?
Exactly what we're adopting?
Yeah, exactly what we're doing. I think this is, it's a 90-10 split on the grant we've been given. We're talking about the 10% split, which equates to about $90,000. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yep. So with these, the water revenue bonds parameters resolution. So this is for it's kind of a smaller bond where it's under $100,000. It's kind of simple and straightforward for this. So what this is, that's just outlining that you will be issued to not issue more than $100,000 in aggregate principal amounts of its 2026 bonds at the rate of 1% and a num to mature not more than 32 years from their date or dates. So really, to kind of put it simple, is for that 10%, for the 90%, or excuse me, for the $90,000 that you will have in terms of a loan that you'll have to pay back. This is just the bond parameters resolution that we will need to adopt. Kind of what will happen from here is, now once it's adopted tonight, there will need to be a public hearing held, which I believe is scheduled for July 16th. At that point in time, the public can come in and voice their concerns or questions, kind of ask a little bit more in detail about the financing and about the project itself. Well, let me back up. So after it's adopted tonight, we'll have to send out notices, and I've coordinated with Lori, so we'll have to send out mailers to all the residents. Tomorrow morning is the game plan, and then I will send a notice over to the newspaper, because that'll have to advertise for 14 days prior to that public hearing. The public hearing will give a presentation on the project itself and the financial thing, kind of go over what we just talked about, that 90-10 split. Allow the public to provide their feedback and comment, and that's really all that meeting will be for. And then once we go, it'll start, or then after that is a loan closing meeting where we'll meet with Bill Prater and the state, Richard Chamberlain and everybody will be there so we can make sure everything's still in line, you've adopted the parameters, and then we can have the loan closing document at that time. So once we close that loan, then we can start being issued funds for the project. I know we've got an invoice from Silver Spur that we're working through. We'll have an invoice at that time from Jason Lamb for the well drilling portion. But until then, the typical standard practice is we can't request any money from CIB until we get that loan, or we can't receive funds from CIB until that loan authorization is, or that loan closing is taken care of. So this is kind of just going through that whole process.
So those guys aren't getting paid until middle of July.
So the earliest the loan closing can happen is 30 days after the advertisement goes out to the paper. So the paper will advertise the public hearing notice on July 1st. We have to wait 30 days from that day until we can have a loan closing. So that'll put it the first week of August. We do have a reimbursement request that we're working on. And Mayor, I believe we sent, there's two documents that we need to have you sign. Once we have that, we can submit that over to CIB and to Candace. And she said that they would consider our situation for an early reimbursement, but she did not say that would happen. She would just look over the information and get back to us from there. So there is a possibility, but it is not standard practice that happens.
So we mess up by not getting this done earlier, or is this normal?
So this is a unique case. So I had a misunderstanding in terms of when we had to do the timing of it. I thought we had to have the bonds for the well drilling portion before we could start this. So when we bid out the project for Jason, or for the well drilling portion, we bid that out in November, December time, and we selected Jason, but in order to not bind him up where he was willing to work with us, we told him that he didn't need to get his performance and payment bonds until we had the site improvements contractor selected. So with that quick turnaround from Silver Spur, I mean, we awarded the project, they started the next week, and they were done in 3 weeks. So having that quick turnaround time, I thought that we had to wait until we had all that documentation. I was incorrect in that. We could have done this a lot sooner, so that is on my bad right there. So just trying to get this moved through, that's kind of why we had the special meeting tonight, is so we could start that 30-day waiting period as quickly as possible so that we could get this loan closing done.
So really, Paul asked, you know, are they not getting paid? Silver Spur is actually getting paid with that check I just signed, correct?
$20,000.
It's $20,000, and then we're getting that reimbursed to us out of the funds, correct?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. And Jason.
Yep. So a little bit of that unique situation there, but yeah, that's kind of the workaround for right now.
Okay. And the well driller's good with that? I guess he has to be. But. Yeah.
Well, he barely pulled off today.
So typically we'll have 30 days to turn around the payment. So we're only allowed to submit once a month for a reimbursement request. So when he gets all wrapped up at the end of this month, he'll submit one at the beginning of July. And then we can turn around and get him paid within that 30 days. The day of the loan closing, we can actually request for the funds be deposited into the account. So once we have that, that's about the right time frame.
Okay.
So that'll be about perfect on that.
Good deal.
And so I noticed this morning that he's pulled his equipment out of there.
Yes, so he started demobilization this week, just trying to open that up so they can actually get up there with Kate Iverson and start digging and getting that connection made over from the new well to the existing well line going into that building.
So does Kate know he's not getting paid till August?
Well, Kate.
What was that?
So Kate, if he starts, then you know he's got, say it takes him a week, he won't be done till the middle of July, and then he submits.
Got 30 days after that.
He submits a request for payment, and okay. We got 30 days to pay him, okay. So we should be fine.
Yeah, you should be okay. So anything from here moving on, we should be well within that 30 days as long as we maintain this time frame. Yeah. So holding that hearing on the 16th, closing the first week of August. I've been in close coordination with Richard Chamberlain's office as well as with Bill Prater. So we'll make sure that gets scheduled early that week if possible and get those taken care of so we can get those guys paid.
So let me go back just a minute, Kyler, just because people have access to these minutes. I want to be clear with this. So we are not paying Kate Iverson. Kate Iverson is working for Silver Spur.
Yeah.
And so
nope.
Well, he's working for Jason.
Yes.
He's working for the well driller, Jason. And so really, he actually won't even, Cade won't submit a request from us. I want to make that very clear. Cade is not requesting us a payment from us. He's going to do that through Jason, which Jason can't submit a request for payment until Cade's finished.
Yep.
Oh.
Okay. Perfect.
So, yeah.
Right. So Jason can submit a reimbursement request for the work that he's done to this point, and then when they come in and they equip the well, the game plan is to change order in additional work for the chlorination equipment and the building improvements, so that'll be coming down the line as well. My understanding is the way that Jason has it set up, he will be obviously the main point of contact, the main contractor, and he will sub on, or he will have Kate Iverson and Kevin Moore Electric Company as sub-consultants to him to complete all that work. So we'll change order in additional work that'll be coming. They'll get parts and equipment ordered and on the way. Once they get there, then they can move forward with actually installing everything. So, and we're trying to work through the lead times and get what equipment that they can installed now. So there will be a little bit of a wait time between now and when that the rest of the work actually gets done. But that's the game plan to move forward. So yeah, those guys were selected by Jason Lamb as his subs, not by the town.
Perfect. That's great. All right. Any more discussion? Kyler, do you have any more comments?
Nope, I'm good on my side. If you guys don't have any questions, I think that's all that's left to do is just adopt the bond parameters.
I guess maybe I could probably talk to these two about a little bit more of where we're at as to the conversation that you and I had as far as how things went. I haven't talked with them about that. Do you feel that's necessary, Kyler, for this meeting?
No, I don't think so. I think that'd be fine to hit afterwards.
Okay.
And just make a motion to adopt this resolution?
Yep.
I'll make a motion that we adopt. That doesn't have a resolution number.
Yeah, do we have a number for this? Do you know, Kyler?
I don't believe that we have a specific number.
Should we just do the date and a one or something? I don't know, like we did for the budget.
Yeah, we could do that. We could do the date and a one.
Yeah, that'd be just fine.
Yep.
And then so
25,
26. 0625-1
Yeah.
There you go. Okay, it's been moved that we accept this resolution number 062526-1. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, I'd entertain a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay, unanimous. Passes unanimously. Okay. Thanks, Kyler.
Thanks, you guys. Appreciate it.
Okay. Hang up. Let me call you right back, Kyler.
I'm actually having
another public meeting.
Hearing for,
yep.
Yeah, I've got another one probably for the next hour or two,
kay,
to be honest. So
I can call you tomorrow.
Call tomorrow if that works.
Yep, I can. It's not time sensitive. I can call you tomorrow.
Okay. Sounds good.
Bye.
We can adjourn this thing then, huh?
Yeah. You can turn that on. Did I even push record?